Jobs tried hard to seduce Lack. During one visit to New York, he invited Lack to his penthouse at the Four Seasons Hotel. Jobs had already ordered a breakfast spread, oatmeal and berries for them both, and was beyond solicitous, Lack recalled. But Jack Welch taught me not to fall in love. Morris and Ames could be seduced. They would say, "You don't get it. You're supposed to fall in love," and they did. So I ended up isolated in the industry. Even after Sony agreed to sell its music in the iTunes store, the relationship remained contentious. Each new round of renewals or changes would bring a showdown. With Andy, it was mostly about his big ego, Jobs claimed. He never really understood the music business, and he could never really deliver. I thought he was sometimes a dick. When I told him what Jobs said, Lack responded, "I fought for Sony and the music industry, so I can see why he thought I was a dick." Corralling the record labels to go along with the iTunes plan was not enough, however. Many of their artists had carve-outs in their contracts that allowed them personally to control the digital distribution of their music or prevent their songs from being unbundled from their albums and sold singly. So Jobs set about cajoling various top musicians, which he found fun, but also a lot harder than he expected.